For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I want to invite you to listen to our new half-hour program, A Century of Lies. Judge James Gray, the author of Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed, dropped by for a quick visit on last week's show, and he'll be joining us as the main guest on September 9th.
I am a judge of the Superior Court in Orange County, California. I've written a musical that we're actually taping for a PBS television station here, and that's kind of fun. I'm actually working on a movie in creation with regard to both medical marijuana as well as the drug war in general, with a man that has gotten a couple of Academy Awards, and he's filming already, and we're going to blow the top off this drug war before we're done. My book is selling pretty well, and I'm still going around the country talking about the failing drug war. No, it's worse than that. The failed drug war? No, it's hopeless, and that's the way I talk about it, and I'll certainly not be deterred from continuing that, because we couldn't do that whole thing worse than we tried. What I do is ask people who is winning with regard to the war on drugs today, and that's pretty straightforward. The people that are winning are the big drug dealers, the people in government that are getting great hordes of tax money to fight against the first group, the politicians that keep winning by talking tough, not smart, with regard to the war on drugs. People, the fourth group, are in the private sector that make money because of increased crime. That means people that build prisons or staff prisons or sell security alarm systems or that sort of thing. And the fifth group of people that are winning are the terrorists, because they are the ones who are getting primary funding from drug prohibition. You know, you're always going to have radical people out in this world, but if they're not funded, they're far less dangerous. And they are winning because the drug war is literally funding them. And who's losing? Of course, everybody else, particularly our children, who are recruited to sell drugs because of the money. You know, they're not recruited to sell alcohol, because alcohol is controlled and regulated by the government. It's the illegal drugs, the illegality of the drugs, that convert and corrupt our children. So, Dean, I'm pretty busy. It's a lot going on. Life is good. I have no complaints in the world, except I would very much like to change away from drug prohibition, understanding, and I see this in my court all the time, that drug prohibition fosters crime, violent crime. Homicides went down 60% in the year after we finally came to our senses and repealed alcohol prohibition. We'll realize the same phenomenon when we finally repeal drug prohibition. So it's a pleasure to talk with you anytime. Look forward to maybe even spending a little more time together. You're doing very good work. I'm proud of you and proud to be on your show.
In 5 years or 20 years, what will you tell your grandchildren you did to help end the drug war? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.